Today's daf is Sukkah daf mem test on the Amud Aleph. We're going to talk all about the shisin by the mizbeach, the two holes in the mizbeach that we started to talk about yesterday, because we spoke about the bowls that were put on top where they would put the wine and they would pour the wine and the oil and the two nostrils, so to speak, of the mizbeach. So first of all, we're going to talk about the story where they were where they pelted at Stuki, who is doing the Nisa Chamayim, and they were pogging the Mizbech. So we're going to talk about the requirements of the Mizbech, but then we're going to talk some details about the Shisin. We're going to have three different drushas that seem to imply that the Shisin were there for a very, very long time, for perhaps from Bria Sa'olam, and then we're going to have an opinion that no, they didn't go all the way down to the core of the earth. They probably weren't there from Bria Sa'olam. They were probably built in there later. Then on Amud Beis, there's going to be a lot of Agadat HaGemaras about wine. First, we're going to talk about the way we get into that is by talking about burning the wine that they would pull out of the shisin after years and years of build-up. They would pull the wine out and they would have to burn it. So then Gemara is going to talk about how to drink wine in a satisfying way. Once we talk about that, we're going to talk about tznius a little bit. We're going to talk about the relationship between tzedakah and chesed. We're talking about the relationship between chayin and yiras shamayim. And then we're going to have two deos identifying what is Torah's chesed versus Torah she'ena shel chesed. So let's begin. We left off three lines from the bottom of the page, and daf mem chesem and beis at the two dots. Ma'arava shel mayim. So we said the western hole in the Mizbeach, that was the one that they would use for water. The western bowl on the top of the Mizbeach, that was the one that they poured the water in. So Tan Rabban Maisa Bitztuki Echad, there was a story of a Tztuki Shenisech Al Gabe Raglav that poured the water on his feet because he didn't believe in the Nisach HaMayim, the Tztukim weren't Moda Nisach HaMayim, so he avoided doing Nisach HaMayim, he poured it directly on his feet. Or Gemu Kola Am Besrogein, and everyone pelted him with their Esrogim. Va'usa Yom Nifkama Karen HaMizbeach V'yivu Bul Shal Melch V'sasmuhu. And that day, the keren of the mizbeach became dented or became missing a piece. They knocked off a piece with the esrogim that they were throwing at him, and they had to fill it in by taking a clump of salt and closing up the spot where they had knocked off a piece of the mizbeach. Lo mipnei shehuchshar la'avoda, el mipnei sheliyir mizbeach pagum. And the reason they did that, they put the salt there, is not because salt actually helps and makes the mizbeach now kosher la'avoda. The mizbeach remains pasul la'avoda even with a clump of salt there, but rather they did it so that the mizbeach shouldn't look pagum, to give the mizbeach the look of a proper mizbeach. Shekol mizbeach she'in lo lo kevesh lo keren v'lo yisod v'lo ribua pasul avoda, because the halacha is any mizbeach that doesn't have a ramp, or any mizbeach that doesn't have a keren on the top of the mizbeach, or it doesn't have a yisod on the bottom, or doesn't have ribua, is not perfectly square, is pasul avoda. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer afasoviv. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says it mizbeach also requires a sovev, the middle area where the Kohen would walk around, on the place where you can go off of the ramp and end up on the sovev, which is six amos up from the bottom of the from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. There's six amos up was where the sovev was, three amos from the top of the mizbeach. So that area also is ma'akev, as Rashi writes. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Rafa sovev ma'akvo. The sovev is also ma'akev de kasavur. Karkov HaMizbeach Zeu HaSovev, because he assumes that the words Karkov HaMizbeach refers to the Sovev. Arei Nemar Bo HaMizbeach V'Rabbanon Sfir Lu Zeu HaKior. But the Rabbanon hold, no, the Karkov HaMizbeach is not the Sovev, the Karkov HaMizbeach is the Kior. V'Achim Rin Mizvachim Perakot Shekachim. And therefore, the Sovev is not going to be Ma'akev, because only the Karkov HaMizbeach is Ma'akev, but the Karkov HaMizbeach does not refer to the Sovev. So the Aruch Lener asks, well, wait a second, according to the Rabbanon, that the Karkov HaMizbeach means the kiyar, then the kiyar should have been listed amongst the things that are ma'akev the mizbeach. Because if karkov mizbeach is the kiyar and the karkov mizbeach is ma'akev, so the kiyar should have been ma'akev. So the Aruch Lener explains that all the halachos of the tzura of the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash are derived from Sukkim and Sefer Yecheskel, and over there it describes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed David b'ksav miyad Hashem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid out how he wants the Beis HaMikdash and its kelim to look. So in these psukim, it doesn't mention Karkov. So we say that the mandiyomer that Karkov is the kiyar doesn't hold this that you need the Karkov to for the Mizbeach to be kosher, except for by the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, but not by the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, where it doesn't mention it directly. But the Man Yomer that the Karkov is the Sovev, since by the Beis HaMikdash there was a Sovev on the Mizbeach also, so just like the Karkov, the Sovev was Ma'akev by the Mishkan, so is Ma'akev by the Beis HaMikdash as well. So the Tanakama, the Brisa, will hold that the Karkov is the Kiyor, doesn't mention Kiyor, because that's not Ma'akev by the Beis HaMikdash, that would only be Ma'akev by the Mishkan. That's how the Aruch Lener understands the Machlokas over here. He adds that the Rambam passes like Rebbe, that the Karkov is the Kiyor, because the Halacha is Kerebi Mechavero. Whenever it's Rebbe against somebody else, the Klal and Halacha is Halacha Kerebi Mechavero. And not only that, the Tanakama that's quoted over here holds like Rebbe, and therefore the Rambam Paskins in the second paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Arba Dvar Makvan Es HaMizbeach, and he does not mention the Soviv or the Kiyar, because the Rambam holds that any time in Mishnah Torah it says Dinim Mizbeach, the Rambam is always talking about the Dinim Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash Dafka, and not the Dinim Mizbeach of the Mishkan. So since he holds like Rebbe that the Karkov is the Kiyar is not Ma'akev in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Aruch Lener explains the Shitas Rambam and the Machlokas over here in our Gemara. Now, it says in the story we just read was that there was a tzduki that was Menasech al Gabe Raglav, and everyone pelted him with their esrogim. The Chazon Yecheskel on Tosefta writes that Stukim by Tusim were apikorsin, where really they should have killed them biyad, and they should have been mowed them ad ber shachas, like the Rambam says, you do with an apikoris in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But for whatever reason, they just pelted with the esrogim. But anyway, Rashi writes later on that the Keren Mizbeach was nifkam al Yedei Avonim Shezarkubo. Rashi in Dibur Maskel Nifkema says that it was not from the Esrogim that they threw, but it was Al Yedei Avonim. It was through stones that they threw at the Mizbeach, that they threw at the Tzduki. That's how the Mizbeach became Pogum. Now it's a little bit difficult because it says Beferish in the Brisa that they threw Esrogim. It doesn't say anything about them throwing stones. So there are those that suggest that maybe in Rashi it said Al Yedei Aleph Shezarkubo, and people mistakenly, when the Matik of the Divrei Rashi assumed Aleph stood for Avonim and not Esrogim. But really, it was supposed to stand for Esrogim, and there never was any Avonim that they threw. It was Esrogim that they threw. But the Aruch Lener says, no, Rashi was bothered. What do you mean? The Mizbeach became Pogum from Esrogim? We've seen Esrogim. Esrogim are a pretty soft fruit. They shouldn't have the ability to be Pogim, Dover Kasha, like the Keren Mizbeach. And certainly, not enough to kill a person. So when we say that it's Nifkama Keren Mizbeach, it must be that in addition to the Esrogim, they also pelted him with rocks. And it was all day the rocks that they threw at him that the Tzduki died. So he says, based on this, we understand the Gemara in Yumadav Chavav and Beis. The Gemara proves from this story that Nisach HaMayim is with the Tamid Shel Shachar, not with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, because it says Sharugmu Be'esrogehen. During Shachris, the Esrog is Matzah B'dei Ha'am. So he says, since the Tzduki was Nerag Al Yedei Avonim, we see why it was difficult for the Gemara. Why does it have to mention the Esrogim at all, unless it's coming to be Mechadish to us something about the Zman of Nisach HaMayim, that Nisach HaMayim is B'Shachris, meaning if they threw Esrogim and stones, and the stones that they threw killed the guy, and the stones that they threw were Nifkam the Mizbeach, why even mention that they had their Esrogim? So that must be what the Gemara in Yuma is being Medayik, that the point of mentioning the detail that they had their Esrogim is because that detail teaches us the Zman of Nisach HaMayim. Now, when is Nisach HaMayim done? It must be done B'Shachris, when they still had their Esrogim in their hands. Now, the Gemara had said, so they had this dent in the Mizbeach, so what did they do with it? They filled it in with salt, but that doesn't really work. That's not really kosher, the Gemara said. It's just a way that the Mizbeach doesn't look as bad. When you just take a look at it, it will look filled in. So Sfasema says, it's not clear why salt doesn't work to fill in the Mizbeach. What's wrong with it, with using salt to fill in the pegima on the Mizbeach? So he says you have to say that since salt can dissolve, if water gets on it, it could dissolve. Maybe that's why it's no good. It could too easily dissolve. The Mizbeach should be made of something that's more solid. The Avni Nezer says it could be that melech is kasher lebnias haMizbeach. That salt, if you leave it there permanently, if you put it there, having in mind to put it there permanently, maybe is kasher for building the Mizbeach. But it was Yom Tov, so they didn't have the ability to be misakin and the Mizbech is Binyan Mizbech is not Docha Yomtov. So, and it's clear that this happened on Yomtov, because if it was on Chol HaMoed, then they would have fixed it right away properly. The fact that they just stuck some salt there, so it must be that it was Yomtov. And on Yomtov, they're not allowed to be Mevatel, the salt there, so because they're not Binyan Mizbech is not Docha Yomtov. That's what the Avnei Nezer suggests, why the Mizbech did not become kosher with the salt that they put there. So now the Gemara discusses some of the details of the Shisin. We're going to have four different approaches to the Shisin. Now, from Pashut reading of the Gemara, it sounds like the first three all assume that the Shisin were put there by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, but the Rishonim say otherwise, that only two out of these four Shitos assume that the Shisin were there from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So number one, Amar Rabba Bar Brachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin Misheshes Yimei Bereishis Nevru, Shnemar Chamukah Yireichayich Machalah Masi Dei Uman. So we dash in this pasuk, Chamukah Yireichayich Elu HaShisin, that refers to the Shisin, Kemo Chalaim means Shemechulolin V'yardin Adat home, that they go all the way down to the depths of the earth. And this was the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, opinion number one, Rabbi Bar Bechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan assumes that the Shisin were created, the two holes in the Mizbech, were created from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. They went all the way down to the depths of the earth. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do something like that. It was put there by Hashem. Second opinion, Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel, Bereishis, Al Tikri Bereishis, Ela Barashis. That don't read the word Bereishis when it describes the Briyas HaOlam, but rather Barashis, that the Shisim were created at the very beginning. Again, seems to imply very strongly that the Shisim were created from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, which sounds like that it was put there by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in his Hakdamah to his commentary on the Torah, the Ramban writes that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, for example, what does it mean that it's all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says that you could take the osios of the letter of the words in the Torah and break them up in different ways than the words are actually broken up, and they still have meaning and they still have value. We don't always understand that meaning, but he says, for example, Bereishis Bara, he says you could break up into Bara Sheyis Bara, and that also means something on some deep mystical level. And therefore, the Ramban writes that if a Sefer Torah is missing Osachas, it's possible because it's whether it changes the meaning of the word or not, because it's pogim from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if you think it's not changing the meaning, it's not changing the meaning on the surface level, but on some deeper level, taking away any letter might change the meaning. That's quite a chumrah, that any missing letter is going to automatically pass to the Sefer Torah. In Mitzvah Tayag, the Minchas Chinuch discusses he discusses the sugyas of Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Masores, of the and what he suggests is the majority view is that only if the letter that's missing would change the meaning of the Torah, only then would it possible. Not like the Shita of the Ramban. This just reminded me of the Ramban, this drasha where we take the word Bereishis and we break it up into two different words and we make a drasha based on the breakdown into two different words. So if you look at Tosfos though, so it sounds like this is saying very clearly that well, let's see the third sheet of first. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisin Mucholon V'yordin Ad Tahom. The third drasha is Rabbi Yossi says the Shisin are hollowed out and go all the way down to the depths of the earth. Shenemar, Ashiro Nali Yedidi Shiras Dodi LeKarmo Karamayu Yedidi BeKaren Ben Shaman VeYaskeu VeYasalkeu VeYateu Shuruk VeYiven Migdal B'Tocha VeGam Yakev Chatzavbo. That the I will sing a song to my beloved. The song of my beloved is like his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard, and he weeded it out, and he planted in it, and he built a tower in it, and he even put a wine press in it, a wine vat in it. So the Gemara darshins each of these phrases. That's a reference to putting the Beis Hamikdash, to building the Beis Hamikdash. Even Migdal B'Tocho Zemizbech. Even Migdal B'Tocho, that's a reference to the Mizbech. Vegam Yekev Chatzavbo. What's the Yekev in the Mizbech? What's the wine vat in the Mizbech? Elu HaShisin, and that must be a reference to the Shisin. So when I read this Bryce, I thought it says, since it says Mechlon V'yarden not to home, it sounds like that has to be a Maisi Yedei Hashem, that that has to be something that was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tosus is Medayik, not that way. Tosus points out, if you look in Al Tikrit Bereshis, Al Barashis, Hai Tan of Rabbi Yochanan Savri Mesheshis Yimei Bereshis Nivru'u. The first two Tanayim, the Rabbi Bechanam Rabbi Yochanan, and the Tan of Rabbi Shmuel of Bereshis, Barashis, hold that the Shisin were there from Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. Aval Idach Tana de Darsh Vegam Yekav Chatzav, Lesley de Mehu Kra Darsh Mizbech Vishisin Vishisin Mizbech Bede Adam Hava, Obe Milsa Garsin Valav Kara David. He says, but it must be that this Tana, this third Shita, holds that it was not there from Sheshis Yimei Bereshis, because the same Pasuk that teaches us about the Shisin is also teaching us about Vayivin Mizbech, the building of the Mizbech. Now, the building of the Mizbech was certainly not done Ali Yidei Hashem from Sheshis Yimei Bereshis, that was done by human hands, and it continues to darshan that Kara David, that David dug out the Shisin. So even though it went down Ada Tahom, according to this third drasha as well, that it was Yorid Ad Tahom, but that was not put there by Hashem. It was Yorid Ad Tahom at the hands of David. But Tosfos points out we do have a problem. Miu Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. There is a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Tahachasavr Mishesh Shmei Bereshis Nivru. Rabbi Yochanan was the first Shita. It was Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan. So we hear Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shisin were there from Sheshis Mei Bereshis. The Darsh Maisi Deum and Maisi Nasu Shel Makom. Ul Kaman Beperka Chalil. But in a few days from now, we're going to learn that Amr Rabbi Yochanan B'Shah Shekara David Shisin Kafa Tahoma. That when David was digging out the Shisin, the Tahom was going to drown out the whole world. It was going to flood the entire world. V'Shema Amurayin Valib Rabbi Yochanan. So which is it? Was David the one that dug out the Shisin, or are they there from Sheshis Mei Bereshis? So Tos says, I have nothing else to say other than maybe it's a machlokas amoraim what Rabbi Yochanan said. There must be different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But again, Tosfos assumes the first two of these drashas assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shisin from Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. The third drasha assumes it was made by human hands, it was made by David. But since the first Shita is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to find that Rabbi Yochanan himself later on says that the David HaMelech was digging the Shisin, so it's an unanswerable stira in Rabbi Yochanan, if not to say simply that two Amoraim had different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan says. And Marsha is Miyashiv the Stira in Rabbi Yochanan, based on the Girsa of the Yalkut in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that the Shisin were Nivru Mishesh Smei Breishis, but that they were not Chatsuvim Ad Hatahom. That the Shisin were there from Mishesh Smei Breishis, but not that that this third Drasha of Rabbi Yossi is not that they go Ad Hatahom. They were there from Mishesh Smei Breishis and went pretty far down, and David wanted to add another 16,000 Amos to the depth of the Shisin to bring them all the way down Ad Hatahom. So when he dug further into the Shisin to add to the depth of the Shisin, that's where he has the whole Maisa that we're going to read about in a few days, where the waters were going to come and flood out the entire earth. The Marsha says also from Rashi, Maseches Makos and Dafir Aleph, you see that the Shisin that David dug out were Lutzorech HaNachas Yesodos L'Kosle Beis HaMikdash. That was just to lay the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says that's not a stira to the story at all. The Shisin that David was digging were not the Shisin by the Mizbeach. It was different Shisin. It was Shisin to lay the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe Enochinami, the Shisin of the Mizbeach, maybe Enochinami were there, Mishesh Bereshis, and didn't require David to dig them out. Okay, so those are the three drashos we have so far about the Shisin. So says the Gemara further, Tanya, Amar Blazer Rab Tzadik. Blazer Rab Tzadik says explicitly that these Shisin don't go out at home, and they were not put there from Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. But rather, what were the Shisin? It was Lul Katan Hayu Ben Kevesh LaMizbeach. There was a little gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, B'Maravo Shel Kevesh, to the west of the ramp, V'Achas L'Shivim Shana, and once every 70 years, Pirchei Kuna Yardin L'Sham, they would send young Kohanim down into this gap, U'Malaktin Misham Yayin Karush, and they would pull out from there congealed wine, Shedomali Igulei Dvei Zela that looked like Igulei Zela's congealed, that looked like cakes. Uban v'sarfen also b'kedusha. And then they would take that congealed wine and they would burn it b'kedusha. Shenemra b'kodesh haseich nesach sheikha l'Hashem. So clearly the assumption over here is that if the Yayin Karush was gathering up there, it obviously didn't go down ad ha-tahom. If every 70 years they had enough to pull out, to burn, but they had to burn it b'kodesh, as the Pasuk says, b'kodesh haseich nesach sheikha l'Hashem. K'shem shenisucho b'kedusha. So we dashen, just like the pouring is done b'kedusha, kach shrei faso b'kedusha. So to the burning has to also be done b'kedusha. My mashma, how do you see that from this pasuk that the shreif has to be done b'kedusha? So Ravina, asya kodesh kodesh. We learn kodesh kodesh. K'siv hacha b'kodesh haseich nesach. K'siv hasam v'sarafta esanoser be'ish le'ochal ki kodesh hu. So you see in the context of shreifa, it also uses the word kodesh. So over here also, even though the pasuk doesn't talk explicitly about shreifa, it just says b'kodesh haseich nesach Sheikhul Hashem, since he used the word Bakodesh, we assume that it's about Sreifa as well. So the Sreifa has to be Dafka Bakodesh. So ask the Gemara Kamana Zlahadetanan, who is the following Mishnah going like when the Mishnah says, Nesachim Bitchila Molin Ben, Yardu Lashisinein Molin Ben, that Nesachim initially are subject to Mi'ila, but once they go down into the Shisin, they're no longer subject to Mi'ila. Now there's no violation of Mi'ila. Once you're Makdish the Nesachim, before you actually do the Nisuch, before you actually pour them on the Mizbeach, so they're Katshe Gavoa and they're subject to Mi'ila. But once they go down into the Shisin where there's no Tzorach Gavoa for them at all anymore, they're done, they're finished, then there's no Mi'ila. So Leimer Rav Lazar Rav Tzadiki, that must be assumed like the Shita Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik. Di Rabbanan, Hanachtulu L'tom. Because if we're going like the Rabbanan, what do you mean subject to Mi'ila, not subject to Mi'ila? Once you pour them down into the Shisin, you're not getting them anymore, according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, it goes all the way down out at home. So what do you mean? Don't worry, it's not subject to Mi'ila. You have no access to it anymore. It must be that this is similar to Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, that there was just this gap and it would build up over 70 years, and there still was access to the Nesachim, even after it was poured in the Mizbeach. So it says, we might even be assuming like the Sheet of the Rabbanan. But Bidi Iklat, we're assuming that they hung some sort of Kli in the Shisin, and that Kli was Mekabel, the wine, and we're saying that wine, since you already did the Nisuch, even though the wine didn't go all the way out at home, once you already did the Mais Nisuch, so it's no longer subject to Mi'ila. That's one version of this discussion. The Ikadamri, a second version of the discussion, goes as follows. The Lema Rabbanan Hivalar Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, Di Rav Lazar Akati B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi, that maybe this statement, this Mishnah, that says that they're no longer subject to Mi'ila once you do the Nisuch, must be gone like the Rabbanan. But according to Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik, why would the Kedusha go away? The Kedusha would still be there because we say you have to be Sorif B'Kedusha, according to Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik. When you burn it, you still have to burn it B'Kedusha. So don't you see that it still has its Kedusha, and if it still has its Kedusha, it should still be subject to Mi'ila? So it must be going like the Rabbanan, not like Rav Lazar Rav Tzadik when it says it's no longer subject to Mi'ila. So says Mar Afilu Tem Rav Lazar. No, we could even be assuming like Rav Lazar. But in the Chadavar Shinas Misfaso Umal Inbo. Anytime you've already done the Iker Mitzvah, you've already done the primary Mitzvah with a particular item that was Katshe Gavoa, now it is no longer subject to Mi'ila. So don't be fooled by the fact that you have to be Sorif B'Kedusha. Yeah, you have to be Sorif B'Kedusha, but that's just a remnant of its old Kedusha. It doesn't have that same level of a Katshe Gavoa that it had originally that made it subject to Mi'ila, because once you did the Nisuch Hayayin, you've already been Nasis Mitzvaso, and therefore it's no longer considered the kind of Katshe Gavoa that are subject to Mi'ila. When they would pour the wine on the Mizbech, they would plug up the Shisin, so it wouldn't go straight down, the wine wouldn't just drain straight down. To fulfill the pasuk, Bakodesh Haseich Nesach Sheikh Al Hashem. My mashma, where do you see in that pasuk anything about plugging up the shisin and making it look like the wine is not draining. So Amar Rav Papa, shechar is a lashon of shtia, lashon tzvia, lashon shichrus. It implies drinking, it implies being satisfied, it implies drunkenness. Amar Rav Papa, shma minak, yisava inishchamra, migurone sava. We see from here that when a person is satisfied with wine, it's from his throat that he satisfies himself, meaning it's when the wine is up by his mouth and his throat, not when it's down in his stomach. So the lashon of shichrus and simcha is related to the shisin, tells us that it should look like it's coming, the wine is coming up in the throat of the mizbech, so to speak, and not going straight all the way down to the insides of the mizbech. If you look at Rashi, migrone sava alidesha shoseu biligimos gasos, that if a person wants to be satisfied with wine, he should take large gulps. Vegaron malei humas bia, that will satisfy him. Velo alideshtia meruba shemachnas harbe yain bimeya valide ligimos dakos. It's not by drinking a lot of wine in small sips. Ve'inan ka'ochlin shesaveya shalahem ba'bimile keres. Says it's unlike food. If you want to satisfy yourself with food, you take small bites and eat a lot of food, and it will fill up your stomach, small bites at a time, to eat a lot of food. But you want to satisfy yourself with wine, you don't have to drink that much. It's just a matter of the size of the sips. You should take large sips, and that will satisfy the person. So that's what the impression we try to give that the Mizbech was doing. The idea of the shtia of the Mizbech, they plug up the holes, so when you pour it in, it looks like it took a larger gulp than it was able to handle. So that's the svia of the Mizbech. If you have a tzur mirabanan that doesn't have all that much wine, so this is a good advice. If he wants to be able to be satisfied with his wine, he should take large gulps of the wine. Rava akasa de brachasa agma gamuei. Rava was makvid to do this when he had a kos shel bracha to show his derech svia, because of, as Rashi says, mishum chibuv mitzvah. That was his way of showing respect to the mitzvah by drinking it in a way where he wanted to be the most satisfied he could possibly be with the kol shel bracha, and that's considered chibuv mitzvah, to show that he's good, that he's enjoying the mitzvah, and that he's satisfied by the mitzvah, and that he's excited by the mitzvah. It's a good maramakom, that Rashi, in terms of the sugya of chibuv mitzvah, that how we define the concept of chibuv mitzvah, that to show that that level of excitement. Darish Rava, ma'iduchsiv ma'yafu pa'mayich ben alim bas nadiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says ma'yafu pa'mayich ben alim bas nadiv? Ma'yafu pa'mosein shel Yisrael b'shar shal l'regel. How wonderful of the footsteps of Klal Yisrael when we go to be Olah L'Regel. Bas Nediv, why are Klal Yisrael referred to as the Bas Nediv? Bito shel Avram Avinu shenikra Nediv. Klal Yisrael is considered the daughter of Avram Avinu, who himself is called the Nediv. Shenemar Nedivei Amim Nasafu Im Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram v'lo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Wow, why are we called why is Hashem called the Elokei Avram and not why are we called the Am Elokei Avram and not the Am of Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Ela Elokei Avram sheyetchila legerim. It's Elokei Avram because Avram was the tchila legerim, meaning when we describe the Nediv, someone who did something, benedivas libo, someone who voluntarily did something, that's Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was megayer benedivas libo. That was his own initiative that he chose to be megayer. So that's why we refer to it as Elokei Avram when we talk about the nedivus of Avram Avinu. The Marsha writes, in Nedive Amim are the gerim that are menadiv libam lisgayer, and they gathered together with Klal Yisrael, they're called Am Elokei Avram. The pasuk associates him with Avram because he was the tchilasan shel gerim that benedivas libo he was megayer. But he says you could ask the question that makes sense in terms of gerim. There's a reason to associate them with Avram more than with Yitzchak and Yaakov. But this pasuk is talking about Aliyah L'Regel. So it sounds like it's talking about anybody who's Olah L'Regel. So why would anyone who's Olah L'Regel be associated with Avram Avinu more than the other avos? What does Aliyah L'Regel have to do with Avram Avinu more than I know what gerus has to do with Avram Avinu more than the other avos? What does Aliyah L'Regel have to do with Avram more than the other avos? So the Marsha writes that Avram was also the first of those who were Ola L'makom HaMikdash La'ar Hashem to bring Yitzchak and to be Makriv Ola instead of in place of Yitzchak. So anyone who's Ola Acharav, anyone who goes up to the Makom HaMikdash afterwards, is called a Bas Nediv, is said to be taking after the Avram Avinu, who was the first one to go on that path to go bring a Karban in that area. So Tanu Debei Rav Anan, Maidich Siv Chamukei Reichaich, Lama Nimshel Divrei Torah Ki Yerech. Why are Divrei Torah compared to a thigh? Lama Lecha Ma Yerech Beseser, Af Divrei Torah Beseser. Just like when a person dresses, the thigh is hidden, you don't expose the thigh, so to Divrei Torah are supposed to be Beseser. This is Tana Debei Rav Anan who says this. This Rav Anan that's mentioned over here learned Torah from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara at the end of Ksubas, Naf Kuvav and Ksubas says that whenever we have Tana Debei Eliyahu, Tana Debei Eliyahu is the Torah that Rav Anan learned from Eliyahu. So this statement of Rav Anan over here appears in Tana Debei Eliyahu as well, in Parak Yedzayin of Tana Debei Eliyahu. Ashrei Adam Shemasav Merubim Mechachmaso Lamu Lamal Doma Leregel Shemenachas B'min Olam Utzelus Mikol Tzar V'yagon Shnemer Mayafu Pamayich Ben Olam Bas Nediv Chamukah Yirei Chayich May Yerech B'Seisar Av Kol Dover Tov Sheyas Adam Yasa B'Seisar Tzedakah B'Seisar Anava Yimisht Ona Yimishto B'Seisar V'yimosakein Yechavu V'nei HaMakom. So all of it is supposed to be B'Seisar. This is the teaching of Ravanan, but it's not really the teaching of Ravanan. Ravanan had a Chavrusa with Eliyahu HaNavi, so this is one of the teachings that Ravanan learned from Eliyahu HaNavi. All over Shas you find Tana Debei Eliyahu. So whenever you have Tana Debei Eliyahu, whenever Tana Debei Eliyahu is quoted, so it's interesting to note that it was Ravanan who had this Chavrusa with Eliyahu HaNavi that he taught these things. So Divrei Torah should be B'Seisar as well. A person doesn't have to go around showing off every time he learns for 5 minutes. V'ayin Adam Rav Blazer, Ma'idich Siv, Higilcha Adam, Matov, Ma'ashem, Dorish Mimcha, Kim Asos Mishpat, Vavas Chesed, Vatznei Alecha, Simel Lekecha, Asos Mishpat, that refers to Zehadin, Vavas Chesed, Zugamils Chesedim, that refers to Chesed, Vatznei Alecha, Simel Lekecha, Zuo Tzos Hameis, Vachnasas Kala Luchuba, that refers to burying the dead and Hachnasas Kala, Valo Dvarim Kal V'chomer. So what are we associating Tznius with? We're associating Tznius with a funeral and a wedding. So Madvarm Shadarka Masosim Befarhesia, those are very public events. Funeral, everyone comes to a funeral, everyone comes to a wedding. So things that are normal to do Befarhesia, still Amra Torah Tznei Aleches, still the Torah says it should be done with a healthy dose of Tznius. So Dvarm Shadarka Masosim Betzina, Aleches Kama V'kama. So someone, things that are typically done Betznius, all the more so should be done Betznius. Things should always be done with a healthy sense of modesty. Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud Beis, Os Yud Beis, he writes about Doras Inyan HaTznius Toim HaOlam. The world makes a big mistake about the definition of Tznius. Ki Choshim Shekol Kulo Einu Ela L'Kisui Mekomos HaErva Shem Basra Guf. People think Tznius is just about covering certain parts of the body. Ube'emes Kviyem Esbarim In HaTalmud Zerak Chelek Meinyan HaTznius. Now, you can't deny that that is also part of Tznius, but that's only a Chelek of what Tznius means. Dine Yisab Medrash Tanchumus of Parshat Kisisa Haluchos HaRishonos Al Shanit Ubepumbi Leficha Sholt B'mayin HaRav V'Nishtabru. The original Luchos, since they were given with great fanfare, without a sense of Tznius, that's why the Ayin HaRav was Sholet on them and they were broken. V'kana Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Lecha Yofa Min HaTznius Shemenem Rama Hashem Doresh Mimachim Asos Mishpat Vavas Chesed V'atznei Aleches. Tznius is the best. Tznius is what will be lasting. The Gemara in Sukkah, he quotes our Gemara on the Pasuk, on that Pasuk, Valo Dvarim Kal V'chomer, even things that are normally done b'faresia should be done with tznius. So you see that the way Chazal used the term tznius, it means a way of behaving, that that's the yisod of tznius, that kol adam yinogas atzma b'kol inyan echayev b'of en shel tzina, that a person should always act in all of his dealings throughout his life in a tzenua way, in a modest way. V'yichya chayim pratiyim b'li rashonis b'li pumbios. And the point is that we should live a life, a private life. We don't have to, our whole entire lives don't have to be out there in the public eye. So he says a lot of people make the mistake. They say the fact that women are not mitzdarif to a minyan is because it's somehow a pchisus dargason be'inei chachmei haTorah, that it's as if that women are second class citizens like an eved, and that's why they're not mitzdarif to a minyan. Just like women and avadu patim mitzvah shazman grama, because they're shava, they have the same kedusha Kedushas Yisrael. He says that's absolutely not true. No woman has full Kedushas Yisrael, at least as much Kedusha for that as a man has. But as opposed to an Eved Kenani only has partial Kedushas Yisrael. Why is it that a woman is not Messiah to a minion? He says this relates to the concept of tznius, that when it comes to the idea of tznius, a person has to live chayim pratim, a person should live a private life, not a public life. A minion is a very public thing, so women get to live in that ideal way, whereas a man, because of the chi of mitzvah, has to sometimes step out of that privacy which would be the ideal for really all of humanity. Okay, he has a whole maracha about tznius over there. So the Gemara says further now, Amar Blaza, Gadol osa tzedakah yosem mikol karbanos. Someone who does tzedakah that's greater than all the karbanos. Shenemar osa tzedakah mishpat nivchal Hashem izevach. Someone who does tzedakah mishpat that is better for Hashem than a zevach, than a karban. V'amar Blazer, gedola gemilus chasadim yosim in tzedakah. Gemilus chasadim is even greater than tzedakah. Shenemar zuriyah lecham l'tzedakah v'kitzur l'fi chesed. That zuria is associated with tzedakah, but ktsira, the harvesting, is associated with chesed. Which means in adam zoreya, if you think about when it comes to the planting, safek ochel safek eino ochel, you still have no idea whether you can have any food that comes out of this, because a person's zoreya, but then locusts come, winds come, rain doesn't come. A lot could happen between the time of Zariah and any food growing. But Adam Kotzer, Vaday Ochel. But if the food already grew and you're ready at the Shas Ktzira, you're ready up to harvesting, then a person is certainly going to eat. V'amar Rav Lazar, Ein Tzedaka Mishtalemes, Ela L'fi Chesed Sheba. Tzedakah, a person gets paid for his tzedakah, but gets rewarded for his tzedakah based on the amount of chesed in his tzedakah. Shem zir lecham tzedakah v'katzul l'fi chesed. So we use that same pasuk to teach that drasha as well. The Marsha raises the question. We said that tzedakah is more valuable than all the karbanos. Rabbi Lazar says tzedakah alone. The pasuk that he quotes doesn't just say tzedakah though. It says because osa tzedakah u'mishpat is nivcha l'Hashem mizavach. It doesn't just say tzedakah. One could say that only the combination of tzedakah and mishpat together is greater than the karbanos, but tzedakah alone is not so chashuv. So why does Reb Lazar say gadol osa tzedakah yosem mikol karbanos? So the Marsha says that the lashon nivchal Hashem izevach sounds like Reb Lazar is not going on someone who does both tzedakah and mishpat. It should have said nivcharu lashon rabim if it was going both on tzedakah and mishpat. From the fact that it says nivchar in the lashon yachid, sounds like either one of these is better than a karban. Either tzedakah or mishpat is better than a karban. So why does Rabbi Elazar Dafka say tzedakah? Let him say mishpat. So he said tzedakah, but who had did mishpat alone is gadol from the karban. Tzedakah is just the first one mentioned in the pasuk. Now why? So the Marsha says so both tzedakah and mishpat independently, each one independently, is greater than a karban. Why is it that they're greater than a karban? So the Medrash says in Dvarim Rabba, Ketzer karbanos lo yukraven el b'fnei abayis, aval tzedakah v'adinim yuhagos b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis. Karbanos were limited in terms of when we were able and where we were able to bring them. But when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we were able to bring karbanos. Nowadays we don't. But tzedakah, mishpat, that you could do anywhere, anytime. Davar acher, our karbanos ain't mechaperna l'shogeg. V'tzedakah v'adinim mechaperna b'in l'shogeg b'in l'mezid. Another advantage, tzedakah and mishpat are mechaper for averus yidu b'shogeg and for averus yidu b'mezid. Whereas karbanos are only mechaper for things do b'shogeg. Davar acher, our karbanos say nogim el b'tachtonim. V'tzedakah v'adinim nogim b'in v'elyonim u'b'in b'tachtonim. The karbanos is only down here on earth, but tzedakah affects everything. Davar acher, our karbanos say nogim el b'olmazeh. V'tzedakah v'adinim nogim b'in olmazeh b'in b'olmaba. So all these differences between tzedakah and mishpat versus karbanos. Tan Rabban Vayter, the Gemara Brisa. B'shlosh advarim gadol gemilus chasadim yosem in tzedakah. In three critical ways, gemilus chasadim is greater than tzedakah even. Even though tzedakah is greater than karbanos, gemilus chasad is greater than tzedakah in three ways. Number one, tzedakah b'mono, gemilus chasadim b'en b'gufo b'en b'mono. Tzedakah can only be done with a person's money. Gemilus chasad can be done even if you don't have any money, but you go out of your way to help a person, so it can be done b'gufo as well. Even if a person doesn't have any money, you can still do chesed. Tzedakah la'aniyim, gemilus chasadim b'en l'aniyim b'en l'ashirim. Yehudim. Tzedakah is also limited in that it only counts as tzedakah if you give it to poor people. But Gemilas Chesed could be done with wealthy people as well. People need favors sometimes even if they're not poor. So that's how Gemilas Chesed could be done with anybody. Tzedakah L'chaim, Gemilas Chesedim Bein L'chaim Bein L'mesim. Tzedakah is only to living people. You can't give tzedakah to the dead. But Gemilas Chesedim could be done, the Chesed Shalemes. Adrab, the ideal form of Gemilas Chesedim is done the mesim as well. Anyone who practices tzedakah mishpat, it's as if he's filling the entire world with chesed. Shnemar oiv tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala haaretz. Shema tamar kalabal likvotz kofetz. You might think that anyone who wants to jump into it has the ability and wants to do tzedakah and chesed can do so and will have the ability, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him the wherewithal to do so. Tam lomer mayikar chasdecha elokim, that it's yakar, that it's something that's very precious, that it's not just easily available for everybody. Yachal af yirei shamayim kein. So you might think yirei shamayim has that same trouble in finding tzedakah and chesed. Tam lomer v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'adolam al yireyav, that the opportunities for chesed, not just that Hashem is going to act with chesed, the opportunities for chesed for yirei shamayim are abundant. Amrav cham bar papa kaladim sheyish lev chein v'yadu shu yirei shamayim. Anyone who has chein is known to be, must be that he's yirei shamayim. Shnemar chesed Hashem me'olam v'adolam al yireyav, that the chesed Hashem means that a person has that certain special quality, that certain chein about him, that's that Hashem gives al yireyav. He gives to people who fear him. V'amrav lazer ma'iduch siv pia pascha v'chachma v'soras chesed al l'shona. What does the pasuk teach us when it says that the Torah's chesed is al l'shona? What? V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed v'yesh Torah she'enel shel chesed. Is there such a thing as a Torah's chesed and a Torah that's not shel chesed? So the two possibilities, Gemara says. Ela Torah l'shma zui Torah shel chesed. Shelo l'shma zui Torah she'enel shel chesed. When we talk about Torah's chesed, we're talking about Torah l'shma. That's the ideal form of Torah. That's what we call Torah's chesed. The other possibility, and Torah shelo l'shma you should learn, like Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun says, the person should learn Torah shelo l'shma l'olim yasek adam Torah shelo l'shma shavvi shelo l'shma shemitok shelo l'shma bal l'shma. But it's not Torah's chesed. L'shma is Torah's chesed. Ikeda amri Torah l'lamda zui Torah shel chesed. When a person learns Torah in order to be able to teach it to others, that's Torah shel chesed. Sharing one's Torah is the ultimate chesed. But shelo l'lamda, a person just learns for themselves zui Torah she'ena shel chesed. That's a Torah that's ena shel chesed. Okay, but Shalom, pick up the two dots tomorrow.